Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my beloved sisters and brothers from anywhere and
this magnificent blue orb, Mother Earth, light and love from my heart to your heart, beloved, especially those suffering and in pain and or need any type of stress or distressed to our brothers and sisters having that very horrible but at the same time heroic experience of standing for water is life and all the that matters for their communities, and also so I send light and love to those brothers and sisters that are and just giving you a light and love and tell you that everything is going to be okay because God is listening and it's going to definitely do something about it for the highest good of all, okay? For the highest good of all. So that's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm feeling. But anyway, light and love to everyone that it's listening to this radio show anytime, live right now, 8 p.m. Los Angeles, California, 9 p.m. Hopi Land. Hopi Land, sacred Hopi Land, and 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Light and love to everyone. Just feeling the burn again, you know, feeling the burn that it's burn is coming, you know. There's just people kind of like opening the doors, you know what I mean, for kind of like paving the way, you know, per se. And it's it is happening. It is incredible chess game, you know, of the masters that we are witnessing. And it's all doable, and it's all just said, and I just I just wish you can trust, you know, trust in yourself, in your higher self, in our, you know, creator of all that is, no matter what religion, you know, you might be, you know, that there is that one energy that created everything, you know what I mean? And it's always loving you and everything, and just letting us just experience, you know, what we agreed to experience. So that's why let's just stay in the energy of love, because all is well, you know, all is all is absolutely well, and ultimately, you know, it's going to be okay. You know what I mean? For the, again, highest good of all, it's all the divine plan is just unfolding divinely, and, you know, as just as it should be. I understand there's, you know, some souls that agreed to stand up and have some tough experiences, you know, per se. But it is, there's some good news, you know. Like, for instance, did you know that there is a technology that it can turn the air, you know, literally create water out of thin air? And it's happening, and it's coming. It's going to be on sale in 2017. Catch this. So pretty much, Well, they're saying that the water generators, you know, vacuum air cool it and run it, you know, through specific, you know, systems. So these generators, you know, the result is potable water. You know, over 780 million people lack access to drinking water, you know, worldwide. Chairman Maxim Pasi hopes to bring drinking water to people who don't have it. So that's a magnificent thing. The largest of the 3 miles can create 800 gallons per day. Wow. And the personal model produces 4 gallons per day. Okay, so you'll be able to buy it by 2017. They are expected to be commercially available in 2017. What a blessing. Can you imagine turning the air into water, literally? Wow. So that is one good news, you know, besides a lot of the other, you know, I can tell you that we can write Bernie. Let's about Bernie. Let's listen to this brother giving a good idea.
Check it out. Bernie supporters, all you fellow Bernie supporters, Bill Burr, go Bernie. Hillary lied to you. She cheated you. She ran the DNC to totally corrupt and squash Bernie's chances. Bernie should have been the electric. He should have been the one running and not Hillary. She screwed you, and just because she promotes her doesn't mean you need to promote her. Think for yourself. Bernie supporters are smart, and they can think for themselves. Write in Bernie for president. Do not vote for president. Don't vote for Hillary. Don't give her your vote. Bernie supporters, stick together. We are not going to vote for Hillary. We're not voting for Trump. And we're going to vote right in, and we're going to write in Bernie's name for president. We're going to show the Democrats and Hillary that's what you get for screwing us over. Stand together, Bernie supporters, and don't let the DNC and Hillary fool you for your vote. We are not voting for you, Hillary, and we're not voting for Trump. And we're going to write in Bernie for president. Come on, people, stick together. That's my bill for Bernie supporters. So write in. The Bernie challenge. I challenge everybody to write in Bernie's name and show them what they did for lying to us and cheating us. Go, Bernie!
So there you have it. That's a burner, you know, with some passion there, you know. What I mean, you know, whenever you're going to vote, because he's going to, it's not going to happen, you know, according to some reliable sources. That there's not going to be elections, you know. They are asking for you guys to email the governor of North Dakota, Mr. Jack Dalrymple. His voicemail is full, so. Please email him to his website. It's governornd.gov/contact-us. Okay? Again, it's www.governor.nor.gov/contact-us. Okay? So that is to let him know to please stop this madness and just work with the people to, you know, create those some sort of an agreement where, you know, everyone, you know, it's happy, you know what I mean? Preferably, you know, just going into other types of energy. They invest a lot of in the which is coming. It's coming anyway. But you know, it's just it's good to think of other possibilities of energy instead of the you know so-called fossil fuels. You know what I mean? They are not that good. So anyway, here our brother Mark Ruffalo was feeling the burn. and he was over there with Jesse Jackson. So catch him, he's actually the man.
Your voice is conscious. Yourself is on the table. I'm sorry. And seen around the world. You are like God. You see in the cold place. This place where kicked off and up, no sunlight beyond the clouds. One light will count the calendar off of us. Do it that night. All the earth, hope, earth can never be whole enough to be a bird to be a ship.
There you have it. That's what's going on. There's a lot of people, you know, getting involved in just praying. You know, this is you know, from the heart, from the love. Everybody just praying that, you know, everything is gonna be it's gonna be okay. You know what I mean? For just for the highest good of all. You know, that is, you know, a lot of, you know, good people are, you know, helping, and they are, you know, involved for all this, you know, to just have a good out, and a good outcome, you know, ultimately. You know what I mean? Because all is okay, and all should be okay. And, you know, just praying for just something better, okay? I'd like to share some good news regarding, you know, Nesara, Jesara, that there is, you know, it's coming. They said the RV, which stands for revaluation of currency, is in its final phase of completion, brothers and sisters. They said they were told the 800 numbers will be coming out at some point this weekend. No specific time has been given. There is drama with us involved in this release, and it's a drama-free fact. They have certainty, and so should you. However, there seems to be a lot of disinformation being introduced at the end, best to ignore most of all late-breaking detail, and just go with what you already know from voices you trust, okay? So the revaluation has been underway all week and continues into this weekend. With currencies now, at some point, the currencies had to be dealt with, and now it's just that time. So keep things simple. Zimbabwe is issuing new sovereign debt on Monday morning in Hebrew, October 31st, so it will only makes sense that all the fiat historic sovereign debt be harvested and reconciled now so that gold-backed debt can be issued. Folks, they already seem visible for the most part. In fact, it is actually just a series of pre-negotiated events that are now being carried out in crisp order with the logical resolutions, including our domestic politics, Republic announcement, new currency introduction, and the postponement of national elections. Even Hillary's email scandal has been carefully scripted and time released for this moment in the best interest of Republicans and Democrats. Yes, things might appear random or sudden, even shocking, but everything at this stage of Jesara and Nesara is 100% known to all parties and rolling out with precision. The implementation phase of Nesara, GCR, RB, USN, etc. You are just finding out who, what, why, and how are following a relevant protocol of release events to the absolute letter of their instructions, and all are in favor. Meaning, it is very important to settle into the reality of the RB happening for you and your family soon, so that you can be properly prepared for your redemption physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Accept that this is happening and happening now. Remember that this is a gift that is being given to all of humanity. And you are but one humanity's early adapter leaders who are here to help administer and disperse peace and prosperity to all. Congratulations on consciously participating in the transition of humanity from dark to light and engaging this brief but hyper-dynamical financial transaction as to accomplish a miraculous end. Feel good knowing that this gift and transition had been coordinated with 209 sovereign government nations to sign treaties, and its release has been organized with unprecedented caution and security to safeguard your personal well-being and physical health, both in the short and long terms. Believe that no legitimate financial entity will give out this kind of wealth without insurance protection. They just had to keep the process secret as long as possible to thwart off all bad souls from compromising your gift, like I've done it before many times. Hence why the process was so painstakingly slow. 300 numbers will be sent to you via email entitled Telestime and or be broadcasted on normal currency of the sites like #radio.com, #TV.com, Nesarajessara.com, among some. So be on the lookout. When you get these emails, just call the 800 numbers, and it's very simple, very safe, very lucrative. There's plenty of time, plenty of employment, plenty of exchange liquidity for all currencies, plenty of professionals to guide you through the process. This is a drama-free event, so do choose calm over chaos in all situations. Choose love, choose understanding, okay? Be at peace because all is well. And we are, and God bless the new, brand new Republic of the United States of America. Woo! That's right. That's right, beloveds. That is what is happening, and that is what I highly encourage you to be positive, be just kind of like in as positive as you can be and expect miracles. You know what I mean? Because that is how, you know, we're going to make it happen, you know, all together as a collective. But anyway, there is some rumors in regards of, did you know, for instance, according to this writer, they said that, did you know that the Bush family is actually the Bauer family, it's Bauer family, which is a Nazi family from the Nazi Germany that has been in charge of the United States of America for 26 years straight. Since Bush Sr. took office, became president, then the Clintons, you know, Bill Clinton was 100% working for him then, and obviously works for him now, as well as, you know, his wife, which I see another of the Bush puppets. Then George W. Bush, then of course Obama, you know, has been a plane as a double agent, actually working for the both of them. 50% working with the dark cabal, and 50% working for the light. The other shocking fact, as you know, did you know that the Allies, okay, not win the Second World War, okay, but the Nazis did. They actually built underground cities around the world, especially in under, you know, under American continent, under the whole U.S., you know, major cities. And their Führer, Hitler, is alive and well inside the South Pole, okay, in a place called Shangri-La under the Arctic. Images were actually captured by the underground bases taken by the Anshar, benevolent inner earth, you know, civilization. So here we are, okay? And the other shocking thing that he said, you know, according to reliable sources and according to my own heart, I said, dear Brother Ashtar, expect no elections on November 8, 2016. Okay? I am so sure about that. They want to bet $1,000. Any of you? Let me know. Neither Trump or the HRC will never be president. Okay? The elections will be postponed for 2017, and they people will elect Bernie Sanders. Want to bet another $1,000? Finally, whatever is legal. Either way, have a nice day, you all. Okay? Because all is perfect. And I'm telling you, Bernie is destined to become president of the United States of America, period. Please feel the burn again, will you? Hashtag feel the burn again. You know, let me read you some magical cards. Help me help you, our cause. The tsunami of love, light, and awakening of the masses. Please go to ashtarradio.com and or ashtartv.com and or nesarachesara.com and hire our services. We'd like to help you. Just to back up to some of these claims, you can actually check out this. I'm going to play some of this video from the...
When he talked at work for U.S. Navy intelligence during the Second World War, he participated in top-secret briefings of Navy spies that within the NASA's most advanced aeronautical project. Tompkins' job was to disseminate a summary of the debriefings to different U.S. aviation companies and think tanks in order to help them better study and evaluate the many aeronautical projects underway.
This is Dr. Sala, okay, from Exopolitics.
Tompkins has provided documents supporting his remarkable claim by that he was indeed tasked to act as a disseminator of aircraft research and information. Tompkins also provided in his book copies of passes to enter and leave the Naval Air Station in San Diego with multiple packages. This substantiates his claims that he was carrying intelligence briefing packets to select U.S. corporations think tanks. The Navy spies revealed many astonishing facts to Tompkins and his superiors about the aerospace technology being developed in Nazi Germany. Among the most remarkable is the Nazis were receiving assistance from an extraterrestrial race described as the Tuyans, who were acting as consultants in various German aerospace programs. In an exclusive interview with XONews TV conducted in San Diego on February 26, Tompkins for the first time revealed publicly the role of reptilian extraterrestrials in Nazi projects. The following interview extract features Tompkins answering questions from Dr. Robert Wood and myself.
Okay. Let's
services into the whole series of programs. And this one is presented to very specific military education. I'm going to every person that makes this stuff on the side. All of this is documented, put together. And now, when you listen to that, if you want to call them, consultants, or more reptilian consultants, assisting all of those different things that it takes to design and build things, spacecraft carriers, and propulsion systems. Stars, planets, and the same thing. Germany was going to go to Europe and this planet.
consciousness. In other words, it wasn't just taking over from the states and turning to the instant level. What we just said about this is the tip of the iceberg of what they were doing. And all the reptilians doing it to other stars, planets, all over the area of the galaxy. These young kids, the operatives, they couldn't move half of what they brought back. That's all that's going on. But some of them are really good people. And they know how to get in places and listen to what's going on. And time into my kind of talking, I've already heard, I go into sounds of, I confess, the room of them were there. And I go, to
so there you have it. That's you can read the rest of the interview at Dr. Salas' webpage. It's exopolitics.org or exonews.tv. And thank you for his great work, great researcher. It's happening, brothers. Anyway, there's another a person talking about that, another whistleblower that we actually send our condolences to himself. And to he was right after this interview or this conference that he just appeared, you know, dead in his sofa in Poland. And he talks about some of this situation. Please listen to him. His name is Max Spears. Max, M-A-X, S like Sam, P like Paul, I like ice cream, E like Edward, R like Robert, S like Sam. Max Spears.
They had technology. These people had technology that is so far in advance of what we could possibly conceive now that... it would even be hard for me to explain. They have age regression technology.
To w koniec II wojny światowej ci ludzie mieli technologie tak zaawansowane, że nawet byłoby trudno sobie wyobrazić je w tej chwili. Mieli na przykład technologię powracania, jakby
troszeczkę. No, they can reverse age.
Nie mogą odwrócić starzenie się, może coś być młodszy.
So, for example, if Joseph Mengele was 70 years old or 60 years old at the end of the Second World War, there is technology that they have that they can reverse back and make him look 30 years old.
Ta technologia pozwoliła na przykład doktora Mengele, który pod koniec II wojny światowej był w wieku 60-70 lat, potrafiłaby odmłodzić go i wyglądałby na 30 lat.
Okay, so the powerful Nazis and the powerful scientists then in 1947 opened up and began the United States intelligence. So we have the NSA, CIA, were then began by these.
Więc w 47 roku te osoby otworzyły amerykańskie agencje wywiadowcze, takie jak NSA.
Which of course, you know, of course the CIA was headed by Bush Senior
family, who were essentially running the country from, well, when Reagan was in office, to Father George Bush was telling him what to do. So basically from 1982 all the way up until George W. Bush ended his reign in 2008, you could say, because the Bushes also ran Clinton. So they had this period of time, which was 26 years, the Bushes, which is their real name is Bauer, Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, is our Nazi family.
Stanów Zjednoczonych, rodzina Bush, rządziła przez okres od 82 roku aż do 2008 roku de facto, ponieważ już za czasów Reagana Bush senior mówił, co ma robić. Również Kim on był jakby władzą Busha, więc był to 26 lat rządów rodziny Bush, która tak naprawdę nazywa się Bauer.
Okay. So this is just a poor project, I think, is that the Nazis didn't actually lose the Second World War, that they won, but that they continued to subversively to control underground.
Więc po prostu mówię, żebyście wiedzieli, że naziści nie przegrali II wojny światowej, że dalej rządzili i prowadzili swoje badania w ukryciu.
Okay. So now I would like to talk about the astral plane, which is 4D. So we're living in this three-dimensional world. The astral plane is a four-dimensional world. It's the world that you go into for dream time. When you go to sleep at night, you go to 4D.
Żyjemy w świecie trójwymiarowym. Opowiem teraz o świecie czterowymiarowym. Plane jest to świat, do którego niektórzy mówią, że wchodzimy podczas snu, kiedy coś nam się śni.
Most decisions and most of the war begins there, starts there, and then it is almost superimposed after it happens there into 3D. So everything, all the major decisions and everything that happens really happens in 4D.
Wszystko, co się dzieje, wszystkie decyzje, które zapadają, wszystkie wojny, które się toczą, zaczynają się zawsze w czterech wymiarach właśnie tam i później są nakładane na nasz trójwymiarowy świat.
It's very close to 3D. Very, 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 very close. It's right here. It's sharing the same space that we are in now.
Jest to świat, który dzielimy tą samą przestrzeń. On jest bardzo blisko nas.
When politicians or religious leaders say they need to get on a plane to go in this country or that country to meet for a meeting to discuss world events, they don't actually have to do that at all. That is to reinforce into the mind of the people that 3D is all there is.
Kiedy politycy albo elity mówią, że muszą wsiąść do samolotu czy plane po to, żeby się spotkać i coś przedyskutować, to tak naprawdę to nie jest prawda, oni nigdy nie muszą się udawać. Mówią to tylko po to, żeby wzmocnić nasze przekonanie, że trójwymiarowy świat jest jedynym, który istnieje.
There are certain hotels throughout the planet, for example, the Hilton Hotel chain. You can go to Hilton Hotel and you can stay in a specific room. Numbers, obviously, numbers resonate energy. Colors resonate energy. So you go to, say, room 384. And when you go in that room and you go to sleep at night in that room, and then say somebody else is sleeping in a city 100 miles away in room 184, then they go to sleep. And then they are able to link energetically into 4D and have their meeting that way. Hilton is very important.
Które są bardzo ważne. Są tam specjalne pokoje. Wiem, że numery rezonują energią, kolory również. Więc jeśli przychodzi ktoś do hotelu i na przykład jest w pokoju 384, zasypia, a inna osoba jest w hotelu Hilton zupełnie na innym końcu planety i jest w pokoju 184. Można te osoby mogą się połączyć w czasie snu w tym czwartym wymiarze. One w ogóle nigdy nie muszą lecieć ani się spotykać.
Most spying that goes on because the subconscious is deeply and intrinsically connected to 4D, most of the spying that goes on is not, I mean, it does